What stood out to you from the president's speech last night?
Well, I think some of the points you've already mentioned, sending the army into communities to fight gang violence, then also, you know, dealing with the water crisis, having national government intervention, also tackling gender-based violence, that's a huge problem in South Africa. And yeah, the unbundling of Eskom, and also then fixing local governments, or, you know, restructuring them to do better service delivery. And I think we need to see this in the context of us having a local government election in this year.
Mm. I found it fascinating, just on the point of local government, that the president touched on essentially holding accountable city managers, etc., etc. But the problem at many municipalities across the country, including what we've the situation we're currently seeing in Johannesburg, goes much deeper than just the city managers in many instances. And many have said, look, more decisive action needs to be taken. Do you think the president hit the right notes and marks last night on that particular issue?
Yes, indeed, because, I mean, the problem with local government is that there are patronage networks that's, you know, linked into corruption. And also that money is not ring-fenced for certain services like water and electricity. I mean, you mentioned that may be now the case. But the problem here is also if we talk about water, the broken down infrastructure, right, old pipes and so on. So it will need a much more concerted effort to turn around the problems in local government, because we see every year the Auditor General gives us a breakdown of municipalities, and so many of them get audits that are not fine, that there needs to be some intervention. Clearly they're not spending the money in the right way.
Mm.
So yes, but I mean, I think this is the president also tried to drum up some support for local government elections, and, you know, so he did a balancing act between delivering a State of the Nation address and making a election speech.
Yeah, and that's what many of our listeners have actually alluded to this morning, having picked up on some of those sorts of issues. The mention of a very emotive issue like District 6, for example, being one that in particular, yeah, in Cape Town, many still feel aggrieved by, considering that we're so many years post democracy. That being said, what I was quite interested in also was to listen to some of the responses by the political parties after the speech, and it does seem as if, broadly speaking, the GNU fell in line with the president last night and was quite happy with what he had presented.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, also then, turning to the foot and mouth disease and saying we will start vaccinating next week. So yes, indeed. And I mean, the only one that was really outspoken was Julius Malema, as he always is, saying, you know, this is an election speech. There's nothing new here. And I think what also reinforced the problem was the protest by young students outside the SONA, the City Hall, you know, saying, well, what are you going to do about our problems, about NSFAS, and all kinds of other issues? So yes, indeed. And I think we need to ask the question, is it a good thing to send your army into communities? You know, army is not the police. Your army is supposed to be used for defense. And I mean, I think we should welcome attempts to try and deal with the horrific gang violence on the Cape Flats, for example. But you need to also then ask the question, what is the accountability of the army? Are they going to use unbridled power? Who's going to oversee these operations? How long will they stay in these communities?
Mm. really fascinating from that perspective as well. And I think what it does, as it usually does after a State of the Nation, leaves many South Africans going, okay, we've heard you. That sounds good. When can we expect action? And that's unfortunately been a bit of a sticking point for the president since he's been elected, quite frankly, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed, because a lot of what he announced costs money, right? So I think we will only know to what extent some of these initiatives can be implemented when we hear the budget speech later in the year. Mm. But I mean, something like high-speed trains, you know, it was like his first sonar, the smart city, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these things are pie in the sky. Yeah. This is not what people need. A high-speed train is not going to help the problems that poor people on the experience with public transport.
Mm.
So yes, I mean, I think some of the things are just far-fetched. But, you know, I think there are things that are implementable that he mentioned last night. But some of that will also be gradual and over time. And I mean, I think this is the problem, that some things are just so urgent in this country. The water crisis, the gender-based violence crisis, and so on. So you need immediate intervention, and that's not clear to what extent the government is able to deliver on those policies.
Importantly now, focus shifts to the finance minister, who is essentially responsible for the purse and presenting a budget that sort of seeks to align what the president had presented last night. Last year, we saw a different picture, though. And I'm wondering if we're going to see the president and the finance minister align when he presents his budget speech in a few weeks, or if it will be yet another repeat of last year.
Yeah, yes, indeed. We know that the government is really short of money, right? I mean, the state capture has really done a huge damage to the fiscus. And we're still trying to recover from that. And I mean, the problems around NSFAS, not only is it bad administration, but it's a government that says, we can't pay student accommodation, so universities have to pay that. So every time, you know, you hear promises being made, but then it comes to the reality of funding them. And I mean, you're right about last year, we saw the disconnect, right? And I won't be surprised if we see the disconnect again this year.